Okay, Ray Jurek, your thoughts after that defeat?
Disappointed, Dermot. We knew coming into this game that it was going to be a very tough game against Meath, big physical side. You know, conditions were harsh out there, a very big win, you know, and it was just a game of two halves, really, you know, and I suppose it was two halves for Meath. The first half, we kind of stayed with them for a good while, you know, and but the second half, we just kind of lost our shape and we lost our way, like, and they were the better team and they just wanted a game more. So, disappointing, Dermot.
Yeah, at half time, Ray, you went in on the back of that goal from Ronan McDermott just before the break, and that left it, what, 5 points in it at half time. So you were still thereabouts at that stage.
Oh, yeah, like at half time, you know, we thought, right, we're in this game, and we said we'll have to go out now and just push on, like, you know, in the second half, but, you know, it never happened. We went backwards instead of forward, and Meath wanted to push on, and they did, like, you know, and, you know, you can't win games when you're having that attitude, and, you know, it's just something we have to look at and work on.
Yeah, because in the second half, it just never really got going for you.
Oh, no, we were just non-existent, you know, I can't just really put my finger on it at the minute, you know. We had a lot of newcomers into that team today, you know, and whether it was a bit of stage fright or what, you know, you know, we just didn't play like we can, and, you know, it's unfortunate, like, you know, that we had such a poor effort today, and, you know, we'll just have to recover from it now and look towards Down next Sunday.
A lot has been made, Ray, about the fact that you're missing some key players out of the panel this year. You weren't helped today when Paul Sheridan went off injured, but that's only really half the story, because you lost a few players in the lead-up to the game as well.
That's right, Jeremy. After Paul went off, that was eight of our starting 15 that was on the bench, you know, and, like, that's a massive amount of your team, like, you know, and they would be eight experienced players, like, you know, the boys that's been around for a long, long time. And, you know, you just, Donegal Hurling can't afford to have the likes of Danny Cullen, Joe Boyle, Christopher McDermott, Marty McGrath, Paul Burns. You can't afford to have these fellas sitting on the bench, you know, and unfortunately that's the way it was. And, you know, coming into this league, I think, you know, if we had had our full squad, you know, we'd have given a far better accounts of ourselves in every game, you know. But look, I've always said it's a learning curve, and, you know, we're going to learn the hard way, and we'll just have to push on from it.
And Down next week?
Down next week, like, that's going to be another step up again, you know, like, they're going fairly well, and, you know, we're probably going to be still struggling with numbers, and look, we're just going to go there and try our best, and that's all we can do.